This is In the News for December 20th, 2005. I'm Scott Pergwin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. The first story today is from The Independent in the United Kingdom. Castro's quote-unquote miracle cures the poor of blindness. This is by Tom Fothrop and in Havana. The rich tourists whose luxury yachts once crowded the idyllic Marina Hemingway complex on the outskirts of the Cuban capital are shocked to find all Havana's hotel rooms fully booked until mid-2006. More than a dozen hotels have been temporarily closed to tourists to make way for a different kind of visitor. Most of them arrive nearly blind, but all will be able to see perfectly before they leave. A remarkable humanitarian program is underway here, which aims to restore the sight of 6 million people through free eye surgery. Launched in July by the 79-year-old Cuban president Fidel Castro and Venezuela's socialist leader President Hugo Chavez, Operation Miracle has brought daily plane loads of the poor from across Latin America and the Caribbean to Havana for surgery. Cuba provides the medical skills, Venezuela the petrodollars. People suffering from cataracts and other eye conditions that can be quickly remedied are candidates. Cuba's comprehensive free healthcare system has a ratio of one doctor for every 170 Cubans, compared with 188 in the U.S. and 250 in the U.K. This piece was again taken from Independent of United Kingdom and actually taken from commondreams.org. The next story is from the New Standard at newstandardnews.net, written by Brendan Coyne. Indian Bureau to default on payment to Navajo. More than 3 months after first warning the Navajo Nation of a potential budget shortfall, the Bureau of Indian Affairs last week said it does not have enough money to cover supplemental welfare assistance requests for members of the nation. The news came about even as the BIA failed to make a separate $1.5 million payment to the Navajo Division of Social Services, forcing the delay of December public assistance payments to eligible Navajo members, reported the Daily Times of Farmington, New Mexico. The BIA budget shortfall comes at a particularly bad time for members of the Navajo Nation. In a September message to the Navajo Nation Council, President Joe Shirley Jr. noted that the nation's funds available for the 2006 fiscal year were already projected to be less than in 2005. According to an analysis of the 2000 census conducted by CivilRights.org, a coalition of 180 national civil rights advocacy groups, more than a quarter of the nation's approximately 2.5 million indigenous peoples live in poverty, topping all other groups. Anticipating the need for supplemental welfare assistance, Shirley asked the BIA to release money designated for the 2006 fiscal year to cover emergency payments earlier this year. Terming the use quote-unquote improper and warning that it would likely lead to future budget shortfalls, the BIA denied the request, the Daily News said. The supplemental money would go for a range of programs, including education, adult, and child care programs. The nation expects to discuss the issue at an emergency meeting today in Window Rock, Arizona, the Daily News reported. Due to a nearly 10-year-old lawsuit brought against the Department of the Interior by a member of the Blackfeet Indian Tribe, the BIA no longer posts information or updates on Native American finances handled by the federal government on its website. Legislative attempts to deal with the suit, Cobell versus Norton, last week failed to move either side toward compromise, Indian Country Today reported Friday. As reported previously by the News Standard, since the suit first was filed, District Court Judge Richard Lambeth has levied $600,000 in fines against the Interior Department and found two government officials in contempt for misleading the court and failing to provide requested documents. The Interior Department offered a lump sum settlement of $27.5 billion to the plaintiffs early this year, but the settlement was rejected due to Native American estimates that the interest that should have accrued over the lifetime of the trust make it worth over $170 billion. Again, that's from the New Standard News at newstandardnews.net. Our final story today is from Reuters, taken from commondreams.org, written by Richard Dobson. Organic food takes seed in Asia after SARS and bird flu. Customers at Huang Wen Liang's organic restaurant in Taipei fall into three categories: people committed to living healthy, those who fear dying, and the curious. Like most organic outlets across East Asia, Huang's business is doing well. Said 50-year-old Huang, who has eaten organic food all his life, quote, "As people's wealth increases, so does their standard of living, and people with money become more concerned about their mortality and start paying attention to their health. People with little money don't care about such things," end quote. During a typical Monday lunch hour, the tables in his small canteen, which also doubles as a grocery store, filled up with office workers scoffing down plates of organic rice and vegetables and whole wheat dumplings ladled out by his wife. 30 years of rapid growth, economic growth in East Asia, have bolstered the ranks of the middle class from South Korea to Hong Kong, where demand for fresh and packaged organic food, especially vegetables and rice, is rising strongly. More recently, eating healthy has become increasingly important due to worries of avian flu, which has killed more than 70 people across Asia since 2003, and severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, which killed about 800 people in 2003. Taiwan has approximately 800 organic food outlets, most of them individually run stores like Huang's, serving a population of 23 million. Larger franchises and organic sections in supermarket chains are making headway, however, like in South Korea. Taiwan's market for imported organic food, which is free from synthetic fertilizers, pesticides, and gene-modified seeds, grew around 20% in 2005 to about $30 million, according to a U.S. Department of Agriculture attaché report. The report estimated the market for locally produced organic food at around $30 million U.S. There's more on that at commondreams.org. Again, that's from Reuters, written by Richard Dodson. This has been In the News for December 20th, 2005. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove. I'll talk to you next time.